Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk about Seven Guitars. Seven Guitars by August Wilson, done by Pittsburgh Playwrights. Excellent production.
And I was so excited to see this, and it was warranted. Once I saw it, my excitement was definitely warranted. I could not believe how excited I was, because this show, the setting of the play, was August Wilson's childhood backyard. Mm-hmm. And it was performed in August Wilson's childhood backyard on Bedford Avenue in the Hill District. And I just felt, when I walked in there, I just felt all tingly, like, oh my gosh, August Wilson as a child was right here in this very place that I'm walking.
What's interesting is it was written for his backyard.
Yes.
There's even a reference where the woman, one of the characters says, I just had to walk up all that hill. And it's like, oh yeah, because we had to walk up that hill.
Yeah.
Not all the way from the bottom, but just a couple of blocks.
The set was written for his backyard.
It was, yeah, very clever. Very
cool. And this was directed by Mark Clayton Southers, and I felt that his direction was so spot on. It gave his characters so much warmth, and he treated the actors and characters with such respect that they were able to really fully bloom in their idiosyncrasies and their complexity, because all of these characters were so complex.
Right. The story is about Floyd Schoolboy Barton, who has just been released from jail, but while he was in jail, his record became a hit, and it's about how he has no money but has to get to Chicago to record. Right. And wants to take his best girl, Vera, with him. So Jonathan Barry, very charismatic lead as Floyd Schoolboy Barton.
He was irresistible. He played that role with so much magnetism. I just was amazed at how persuasive he was, and his acting just really, really was phenomenal.
I also want to shout out to the person that played his harmonica player, I guess, Cainwell. Excellently portrayed by Kevin Brown.
Lots of comedy, too. When you mentioned him, some of his lines were funny. This play goes between tragedy and comedy.
Right.
And back and forth.
Right.
And very mercurial mood shifts. One minute they're bickering and they're tense, and then you're laughing. And
Speaking
something funny
of
happens.
Mercurial mood shifts, we have to mention Hedley, King Hedley, which is the name of another one of the plays, King Hedley III. But in here, it's a character played by Wally Jamal, excellently portrayed, both frightening and funny and
sometimes mythical.
Yes.
Because he had a kind of superstitions and these ideas that the black man would get finally what he deserved. Things would become more just in time. And he referred back to Ethiopia.
Waiting.
And he was Yeah, he was slightly unhinged, to say the least.
Unhinged was good. Excellently portrayed by Waller Jamal.
I agree.
Very stellar cast. We just think it's a unique Pittsburgh experience. You cannot have this anywhere else. 49 other states have to be jealous because we had August Wilson in his childhood home.
Backyard.
In the backyard. Very well done, Pittsburgh playwrights. Cheers to you.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.